Yosef ben Shimon and Yitzchok ben Levi. That's the name of the Eidi. He'll write the Besikah. And then Yosef ben Shimon, and they do it Shalei Lishmo. Then Yosef ben Shimon and Yitzchok ben Levi will be Mother Kulnes Lishmo. So they can be misaking the psul of Shalei Lishmo for a process of integration. Because the din of Lishmo does not imply that the ACS have to be produced Lishmo. Even if the ACS are produced Shalei Lishmo, but if a Maisek Sive is realized and the ACS Lishmo, so then it's enough. Mashenkin to be a maid, if the Ksav Tachtin is wiped out and it is replaced by the ACS of the Safelian, then it's their Sime. But if the Ksav Tachtin is not wiped out and it's only integrated with the Ksive of the Ksavelian, so Mele, the letters Yosef ben Shimon, Levi ben Yitzchok, are not their letters. They are the letters of the Eidim and the Kotno, the Akomodiret. So what kind of Echsime is it? Echsime has to be his Ksav. His Ksav. And I think that Tiferes Yaakov says something like that too. Tiferes Yaakov, that's my impression, says something like that too. Because you know, the chsime means that it has to be there, otherwise it's not a chsime. It's not a chsime. So it's possibly in all stores. Whether lishmo or shalom lishmo. Mashein kein in the text of the game. So it doesn't have to be the ACS produced lishmo. Even if the ACS, the same ACS, were originally produced Shalei Lishmo, but then through the Ksavelian in Maisek Sive is realized on the same ACS, whereby there is a process of integration between the Ksive of the Ksav Tachten and the Ksive of the Safelian, so it eliminates the Psul of Shalei Lishmo. Anyway, Reb Chaim says that's the Pshat in the Sefer HaTruma. The Sefer HaTruma starts on the Kashin of Teisves. Here the Gemara says, Diel Gabiye is Poter, Ksavelian Ksav, but according to Rabbi Yude, and according to Rabbi Yaakov, according to Rabbi Yude and the Rabbanon, so he should be Chayev. So the Sefer HaTruma says, no, that the whole Indian of Ksavelian Ksav by Diel Gabiye is only b'teiras tikkun of the Ksav Tachten, which means a process of integration. The lotion of Rabbi Truma, well, we have the lotion of the Rabbi Truma. The Mordechai indeed mentions it. If you have it, the Gemara of the Rif. If you have the Gemara of the Rif, so it's that base in the Mordechai, and the Rif, the first column, how was it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, now 1 second, so this is the fifth paragraph in the first column, or Shin Mem Dalet. Shin Mem Dalet. So here it's written, I don't know if somebody did it, Shin Dalet Mem, because Shin Mem Dalet, you know, looks strange. So here you have, look at the whole lashon of the Sefer. You'll see that that's the pshat in the Sefer HaTruma. Tana Rabbanu, v'kosav lo v'loy chokak, v'neimre d'chkike l'aksivi v'remine, evad ha'yitz v'chsav shagam b'tav lo v'chim kazit l'chir, os loy kash, hodo chok tichas hodo chayeres, pirish ki chokak teichayis v'chutso lo nishares v'yitz b'yitz n'ele o post, do lo samayis v'gufayis, avol chokak yarachayis yes, שיש מייס בגוף המקוש ומתרקח פוסק אבני יצחוק דעקסי להגט ופום שמייפה ביוי מן הקולמל בשיחו רעיסס בלאט שווין בשיחו רעיסס כי גם בשיר בייס ונעס את פי או עם יתס שין או בכל איס החרס שאין עטו שמוע לאו והקי מוח הקטיפו מתיך רעיס או יפרומים כשריצל אסיס ממפסוכו נדבק איקצו אסירי סלמש עתך ויאסיס ממפסטומו ואין פרק אבינו וכספתם של יאסי פסוכם סטומי ואף על כך דיקטני למחשב וכן דיקטני דיפוסל ומומיך כדביק את בטאק ולאסיס פרוסל that's not different concerns זהו חוקטיף הסופוסל קירה ליחד מהדבור המאילו וצורך לרזה וליכתי גט אחת בתחיל והיא תאימה אבל היקי ההיק אבנה דחוק תיכס מיקרה קסיבה לין הולך השבס תצא מחליק את רשבון דרן ולסון סייה בעלי but he agrees with the sheet of דרן not with the sheet of רשבון that גבי שבס there is no חיסון of חוק תיכס if somebody will produce two ACS from חוק תיכס he will also be high because הולך מחשב זה סותר so he says ואם תאים אבל הייקי אגב לדחוק תיכס מיקרה קסיבה לין שבס גמרים את הבני נוט לגגי של חס ונעשה שני זיין חייב דגמור אסס that in Shabbos פרק הבני if he had a חס and then he removes the gag you know the gag of the חס so then two zions emerge so he's חייב so the רשבו יש לי קשה but it's חוק תיכס in Ches the way Ches is witness right. At all like this so then
he erases
in the top a little bit so then two Zions emerge so it's higher on the score of case of Stasis
right.
So the Rashbo is the Kashi but that's Chok Teiches so the Rashbo says it's not Chok Teiches I explained the word Chok Teiches I'm not going over again the blotch of inch in order to add in it and then you erase the inside and then you left the size so it has emerged so the Rashbo says it's not Chok Teiches then the Ran says it is Chok Teiches but by Shabbos Shabbos or Sotero there is no din of Chok Teiches what's the pshat in the Ran and the Mordechai agrees I mean Rabbi Baruch agrees with the Shit Varan it's very simple because by Shabbos, it's Halach of Melechas Mach Shabbos. So it's not Maisi Ksiva B'Yodayim that the Torah is Makbid. He has to create two Asias. Create two Asias. So if he creates two Asias, and of course he has to create two Asias to produce two Asias B'Yodayim, not, let's say, by through Elachash, but B'Yodayim he has to produce two Asias, but it's not Halach of Maisik Sile B'Yodayim. It's the production of two Asias. Production of two Asias. So Mimele, even if he produces two Asias for Chok Teiches Maisik, Chok Teiches is also Maisik. When you keep on, scratching off and scratching off, B'Yodayim you do scratch off part of the Gag of the Ches. So Mimele is high. It's not Shabbos, it's not Halacha of Maisik Siva of Asias, but to create Asias. So this is, that's the Shita V'ran, and that's Rabbi Baruch. V'yesh l'ina d'hosam l'achas machshavet z'oteo, uv machshavet l'uyim l'achas di Shabbos, v'chivim sheb mischavim l'asis Asias, to produce to Asias. Ein k'peide, b'ez inyin sh'nase, rak shehei al maisov, v'al kar she'al mishkon, שאיסן על בייס גמודל את הדעס איזה בן זוגי ולא יחישים בייס עניין יריס יס עשויס אבל במוקים שאמר ויקוסף לציג על הסרטו שאו שיכתיב גוף או איסיס עם מה איזה כסיב עובד איסיס ולא אישי נאסיס מעליהם וגם להביר על הפקולמס לאחר התיקון לא יהיה לא לרב יהודה ולא לרבונות דימייל על איס הנכתב שלא לשמו לשוויק לשמו מכל מוקם לשווי איס ליהיה And the Maramshif says the same Lomdes. He says, Ligabe Ksivas Aget, where it's just a chisong of Shalom Lishmo. It's not Aloche that the Asias have to produce Lishmo. So Mele, if there is a tikkun in the Ksavelyein, so that means that there is an integration between the Ksavtachtei and the Ksavelyein, in other words, the Ksav Tachtim and the Ksav Elyein are integrated into one Ksav. It's not Ksav Tachtim exclusively, it's not Ksav Elyein exclusively, it's an integrated, it's an integration of the Ksartach and Ksartach. Savalin. But Ligabi Chsimus Eidim, it has to be the ACS of the Eidim. And that's not the ACS of the Eidim, because it's the ACS of the Eidim and the ACS of the person, the Kotten or the Akum, who marked Bisikho, the Tzuras ACS. This is, now we can go back to the Rambam. All right. Is the kasha kasha? V'amunu l'kamun kos baget shalei lishmo v'ever olof kumes lishmo bonu l'machlekes Rabbi Yudah v'chabonet v'im tein masha yom Rabbi Yudah elodim mahan edo lishmo avoloi shei ksav lin Shabbos. So, whose teretz is that? That's the teretz of the Sifrat Chumo. The Mordechai doesn't bring the whole Sifra Tumah, but there's the Sifra Rabin Baruch Teres and the Isvis Kash. In other words, that Rav Chisda and Rav Acha B'Yakov only say this Ksavelin Iksav to remove the Chisong of Shalei Lishmo, but to be Chayav by Shabbos, not because by Shabbos it's Halochef Melechas Machshebes, so he has to create and Shabbos the two ACS. But if he just integrates the heretofore ACS that were produced before, so then is not chayev. So it says, Elod Mahanesh bin Tima Shalom Rabbid al Mahanesh bin Lishmo, Avoloi Sheik Sabin in Shabbos. Vatna no, he can't say like Rabin Baruch. Vatna me ferik habene, Sabal de Bixavis Potter, the Amrin and Alessa, that's a very strong kashe against Rabin Baruch's Teretz. Amrin Allah Omar Rabbi Yudah Omar Rafiz the Loik Rabbi Yudah the Ik Rabbi Yudah Omar Ksavelin Ksav. But if we say that Ksavelin is only Ksav according to Rabbi Yudah, to integrate the Ksavtach and Ksavelin to remove the Chesor of Shalei Lishmo, but not that the Ksavelin will replace the Ksavtach completely, so by Shabbos, why should we chayev by Shabbos? There is a aloche that he has to create new ACS, and here he doesn't create new ACS unless the Ksavtachtin is wiped out and replaced by the ACS of Savelian. But that we don't say. So it's a raya against the Sifrat Chumo. Umitaritz Arav Reb Shmuel Zal, that's probably the Rashbam, the Hochek Shaksav Yovish, the Leanu Maisov, Avalosom Bid Reb Yudeh, Bishadayin Lach, Vakesif al Ksav Lach is Ksav. So Rabbi Shmuel gives another teretz. He says that when does the Gemara say here, Diei al Gabi Diei, Sikho al Gabi Sikho, is Pota by Shabbos, where he was Maver Kulmes an atheist that were already dry completely. Or dry completely. Let's say the ACS were written Friday morning. Now on Shabbos, his mother comes. It's not moist anymore. So the ink is dry. The ink of the Ksavtachten is completely dry. So then we say Ksavelian in Ksav. Masheinke, when Rabbi Yudah says, Anishavim lichteiv, נסחבה, אני נהו יצורך לכתב השם ונסחבה נכתב יהודה ויתוב ולהיתו בדלת. So it is still very moist. So then when his mother comes, then Ksavelin is Ksavelin. What's the pshat? What's the difference? Dry or moist? The answer is again, it's the same lomdes as the Sifrat Tumo, that we say that Ksavelin Ksav because there is an integration between the Ksavtach and the Ksavelin. So if, now, whenever you write, Rav Chaim discusses that too, whenever you write an ace, so if you use a lot of ink, so you have a lower layer of ink of the os and the upper layer of ink of the os. And Rav Chaim mentions here in the Perigimu of Misachas Sofrim, let's say if the ACS sometimes in old Sefer Torah, so the upper layer of ink is is removed, you know. It fades away. But still, Sarkshin Gamliel says, if the lower layer of ink still remains, and Srishumi Nika, originally when a Sefer Vayit uses a pen, so he dips the pen with a lot of ink, and then the Asiyas have a lot of ink on it. Let's see, he writes an Aleph, a lot of ink. In due course, so the upper layer of ink might fade away. But as long as Rav Shimon Gamliel says in Perek Gimel of Misra Sofrim, Haloch Evov, as long as Rishumei of the Diei Atachtin is Nikya, if the lower layer of ink is still Nikya, you can see it in, and I'm sure in these Sipateras also, you know, the Samasias, so are very, very faint. Why are they faint? Because with the lapse of time, the upper layer of ink faded away, but the layer, the lower layer of ink still remains, so it's kosher. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch passes, like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Like Rav Shimon Gamliel. So Mimele, in the case of Hoyotzorich Lichtiv is Hashem, V'inschavon Lichtiv Yehudo, V'tov V'lhito B'dalet, and it's still very moist, if his mother comes, so then there is an integration between the joy of the Ksav Tachtein and the joy of the Ksav Elyon. Like in one Ksav you also have a Ksav Tachtein, Ksav Elyon, the lower layer of ink and the upper layer of ink. Sometimes when the upper layer of ink fades away, so you have the Ksav Tachtein remaining. But there you won't discuss the Shaila, Ksav Tachtein. Whenever you write Asius with a lot of ink, so you could as a shaila, we neither have Ksav Tachtin nor Ksav Elyon, because assuming that Ksav Elyon is in Ksav, but the Ksav Tachtin is Nimchak. Why is the Ksav Tachtin Nimchak? Because it's covered up by the ink of the Ksav Elyon. So whenever you write Asius in the Sefer, you should have a problem, unless you write so thinly, you know, that there is only one layer of ink. One layer of ink, I mean, but then
with these feathered pens, it's hard.
Yeah, okay, sometimes it happens. Yeah, so, but usually, on the contrary, that will not be a good way of writing a Sefer. So, you have a lot of ink, so you have a lower layer and an upper layer. So, Mimele, if we say that the lower layer of ink, the Asius of the Ksav Tachtin of the lower layer of ink is mochuk, because it is covered up by the Diei of the upper layer, by the upper layer of ink, some mele, and Ksav Elyon is in Ksav, so then we neither have Ksav Elyon nor Ksav Tachtin. So every Sefer should be possible. You could argue. The answer is, so this is what Rabbi Shmuel means. Rabbi Shmuel says, the Hochach Ksav Yovish, the Lama Maisov. So Mele is Ksav Yovish, then you couldn't have an integration between the ink of the Ksav Tachtin and the ink of the Ksav Elyon. It's completely dry. So it's a new Ksive. Mashinkin, if it's still very moist, and then your mother comes, you should consider it as if the Ksav Elyon and the Ksav Tachtin were both done at the same time. But if it's dry, so then you couldn't have any integration between the ink of the Ksav Tachtin and the ink of the Ksav Elyon. So this is the Pshat in Rabbi Shmuel. In Taras of Rabbi Shmuel Zal, the Hochesh Kishgasav Yovich, the Anomais, Avon Hosom, Bitter Rabbi Yude, Bishadai Nulach, Val Kesif, Al Ksav Lach, Ksav. Why is it Ksav? Because then there is an integration between the Diei of the Ksav Tachtin and the Bimtzias, they become integrated, the Diois. They become intermingled with each other. And when the Asius, so then the Asius are formed as a result of the intermingling of the two inks, of the inks of the Ksav Tachtin and the inks of the Ksav Elyon. Then you know, die Gassinam befähig kann sagen, Gabe Isoi rejects, Rabbi Shmuel Steres aus. Die Gassinam befähig kann sagen, Gabe Hudomas Materische Kosafti Askoya Shebe, Loich Kosaftem Lishmon. Vakshin on the lever alle Kumes, so that's something that happened some time ago. The Sefer said, it might have happened yesterday, maybe a week ago, so of course, I mean, a considerable time intervened, so it's certainly dried up thing. Vakshin on the lever alle Kumes, Vakshin of Hosam Yovishat, Umiyu Lafkushi Klau. In other words, that this Kashi, that we asked, that Jesus asked, here the Gemara says the LWDA is potter by Shabbos, and Rav Chisda says according to Rabbi Yehuda Xavelians Xav, so he should be chayev. So that's no kash. The whole halibid Rabbanon asks Yishmaitz. Then he says, and then uch Rav Chisda name stomach Xav or Gabi Xav potter vi koshe le Rav. Acheba Yaakov, the Omer Likamon, Al Kochoch Likamre Rabbonin Hosom, Elo, the boy is a kiri vambeyu, Hodit man Hosom, Xaval Gesav Potter, Mane. So in other words, the Kovim Rabbi Acheba Yaakov, who says that even the Rabbonon agreed that Xavelin is Xav, but only by Shem they say it's not Xav, because the kiri vambeyu. So Mimele, we couldn't give the Teres that our Gemore, Bishlo Mekon to Rav Chisda, okay, but according to Rav Achba Yaakov, we couldn't give the Teres. Our Gemara goes according to Rabbonim, because we pass on the Rabbonim. Because Rav Achba Yaakov says that even the Rabbonim are made that except Ligabi Shem, so Ksavelin is Ksav, so then it's a Kash, Tesis Kash is a Kash. Ikel Meima, so what should we say on Tesis Kash? So first give the Teres, Ikel Meima. Make a lady sick al gabidye vidiver hak. Iname, so far, so here, even though the Sidehak, I mean, it's a little strange because the Russian Admore is die al gabidye, sick al gabisikro. So he says that die al gabidye means not die al gabidye, but sick al gabidye. It's a big day, but that's the Rambam says. Strange. Iname. This is the main teretz. Sovariu, sha'ne lishmo mishabes. Diga bishabes, meleches machshebes b'inon. V'la'ane ma'isof shekvo nichtav. And that teretz is given by the Ritvo and by other Rishen. So they say, einach name that ksav el yein is ksav. And that's why except Ligabei Shem. But in Kolater Kule Xavelin is Xav. But why does the Mishnah say in Shabbos Xav al Gesav Potea? Because by Shabbos there is the Aloch of Meleches Machshebes. So even though Xavelin is Xav, but by Shabbos he's not Potea, and that is mentioned by the Mordechai too. Because by Shabbos, the Kpeide is on creating new Asias. And Memele, and even though Xavelin is Xav, but it does not wipe out the Xavtachten altogether. So in other words, it's on the basis of the combination of the Xavtachten and Xavelin, so it's in line with the Teretz of the Sivatomas, but not completely like Sivatom. So that's the Ramban's Teres. That Xavelim is Xav in Kolatekule, but by Shabbos there is Aloha of Meleches Machshavos. Now,
what about scratching out, making the
Chesed
to two
Zayin?
Yes,
so the Gemara says in Shabbos that he's Chayev.
Why?
But it's Chayev because he forms two Zayins. So the Rashba is the Kashe, but it's Chok Teiches. So the Rashba says that's not Chok Teiches. Because here by Yodayim, he's really forming two Zayins. And then the Ran says, no, it is Chok Teiches. But by Shabbos there is no Chison of Chok Teiches. Because by Shabbos the main thing is that he has to produce traces. So the one who says Chayev Mishad Meichik, the question is that what is in Kalkul. So Rashi says in Kalkul. So he says, "Mekalkul v'habrei kimeich kamashon lichtiv uman de mechayev lo yhava mekalkul kokach shari ksavi nika." Shari ksavi nika. In other words, it is meichik amnas lichtiv, even though what kind of nas lichtiv? Because there were the ACS before too. But the answer is because now the ACS are monika. This is Rashi's pshat. Teisves meichiku v'choshev loy meichik amnas lichtiv. Why? But Teisves doesn't say like Rashi. He says the mistome imid larzei v'lichtiv olav bidyei u'mikalke loy have dalaksive zois teiksive ol yishein ol yeino reshumo nikatvei mishe imhoyo tachtino libab. So Teisves says something else. Because his intention is to be mavekumes with you and the sikkur. In other words, right now on Shabbos, so he was just mavekumes sikkur al gabiyoi. But his intention is that ultimately he will be mavekumes with you al gabi sikkur. So there'll be but he rejects Rashi's pshat because it's monika, so that is not considered mechikam naslichtiv. Now here the Gemara said, "Boy minir shlokshin rabicha, edim shein yedim lachti, shein yedim lachti, ma'u sheyichtiv lem b'sikho v'yachtim, sabelin ksav v'ein ksav, omalein ksav." Omalei v'alil maritono rabbeinu ksavelin ksavlin shabes. Omalei v'chidnei she'onu midamim nase maise. So Rashi explains nase maise l'hoke atilin shabes im bo maise l'yodeinu bizman b'samigdosh lo yisisene echal dvorai lo v'chum v'azal. So Rabbi Yechon is saying that even the Gabi Shabes, even with Gabi Shabbos, you are Gabi Sikho, not the Chayev, even one Chatos. Not only not the Chayev, two Chatos. So, if the Rambam Shit is like Rashi, so then the Rambam should say, no, there is no Zman in here. Pirkei Avos Nechas Shabbos Halacha V'Zayin. Hakeisei Apsorei Chayim Nishei Aval Pishach Mimes Psorei Mavera Saksav Lachazman Hari Zedin Niksav Shnimcha Aval Mshalti Tapsorei Tzorei Saksav Pot Hakeisei Alei Kitab Niksav Chayim Shkeisei Horesh Alei Kitab Niksav Pot Odna Hamavi Odiei Al Gabi Sikho Chayim Shdayim. If Rashi, if the Rambam had agreed with Rashi's pshat, so he should say Potter, because it's sofik chum lazo. So apparently the Rambam had another pshat in the Gemara, not like Rashi's pshat. So how did the Rambam explain? Omalei v'alnatom rabbeinu ksavelin ksavlin shabes. Omalei v'chnei shon midam nasem aises. Rashi says, even Gabi Shabbos I wasn't sure. Only the Chumra I said, but not the Vadai. No, according to Rambam Pshat, the Shabbos it's a Vadai that is Chayiv Shtayim. But we cannot equate Eides with Shabbos. In other words, so by Shabbos is chayev, but by Eides we don't know why. So I think the Rambam Shita is contrary to the Shita of the Sefer HaTrumah. The Sefer HaTrumah Shita is that by Shabbos it's a question of creating new Oasis. And the Rambam Shita is, no, like the Rashbo. The Rashbo says, since the Gemara says in Shabbos, that if you hoiso ches, and then he scratched off the gag, Mimele turned into two Zions, so it's chayef. So the Rashbo is the kashe, is chokteches. So the Rashbo says it's not chokteches. In other words, even by get it wouldn't be considered chokteches. Why? Because the Rashbo shita is that by Shabbos it's not an inyan of creating two new Asias, but it's an inyan of my succeeding. Some Mele by Shabbos. So Mele by Shabbos, the Gemara, so Rabbi Yochanan says that Omale Sabelin Ksav or Iniksav. Now, as the Maram Shif says, Iligabei the Kashet from Maram Shif, according to the Rabbi, that if there is an element of tikkun in Xavelin, then Xavelin is Xav. So why does Rabbi Yochanan say it's not a good Xime? The answer is it's a good Xive, because there is no union of Xive. So there can be an integration between the Xavtachten and the Xavelin. So as long as the Maise Xive is realized by integrating the ink of the Xavtachten with the ink of the Xavelian, so Mele is considered Maise Ksive Lishmo. But he doesn't wipe out the Asias of the Xavtachten and replaces them by new Asias. Like Abichsime Seidim, we need new Asias. Bichsime Seidim, by definition, means what? It's their signature. But if the Asias do not represent their Asias, and it's the Asias of the Edim plus the Asias of the one who made the markings with the Sikro, so it's not their Sime. It's not their Sime, it has to be exclusively the Asias of the Edim. So Mele, Sikro Agabidei is considered, since it improves on a physical level, the Ksav. Sikro Agabidei is not like the Tikkun of Lishmo over Iksav is Rosh Hashanah. There it's a legal tikkun. Here, so he says, I mean, Dior al-Gabi Sikro, there is a physical tikkun. The lower Ksav is red, it's not half as nice as the upper Ksav. So Melee, it is capable of integrating the Ksav Tachtin with Sabellian, Dior al-Gabi Sikro. But it does not replace the Ksavtachten completely. Some Mele, it's not the Chzimah Seidim. But Gabi Shabbos, who is concerned whether it's new Asias or not new Asias? As long as the Maisik Siva over two Asias is realized, so it's Chayev. That's the Pshat of the Rambam in the Gemara. I think that's the plain Pshat of the Rambam in the Gemara. Itma. Now, Eidim shen yedim lachte. Rav amar mikarim lehem niyo cholok. Umimalim es hakoyim dyoi. Ushmuel amar beiva. What is beiva with let? Beiva salkadai toch. Vatanya rabchie, vatanya rabchie, kosvi beiva, bishoche, vishiche, kosher. So that means that beiva is exact by itself. So Mele, so it's Ksav al Gabi Ksav, it's not, so it's like Dye al Gabi Dye, so it shouldn't be good. Tani Rav Chiyah Kosi Deyo Bishor Mishir Kosha, Loikash, Hobi Avre, Hobi Maya De Avre. Now let's see the Rash. Nikarim Misarti, Vatani Rav Chiyah Kosi Deyo Bishor Kosha, Vichidin Di Ksav Gomer Uhav, Leki Dye al Gabi Sikro, because Rin only Beiver Lishaf Shid Virticho Shaleiver Alakla Fumashkire is in Exav. So Bumaye Davre, so in other words, if it's Beiver, beiver itself, so then it's no ksav altogether. But b'maya d'afre, in other words, water in which he soaked lead, and then he uses that water to light, so then it's like idioi, so then it is ksav. So, hod maya, rabavui omar, b'mild mei milin. In other words, that somebody has to write out the ACS of the names of the Eidim, be May Milin. What does May Milin mean? Maim Sheshoroben Atosim Shrukin, gallnuts. In other words, if you sow gallnuts in water, so then that water can be used as an ink with which to write. So, B'mtzias, you can write with that water. So the question is, what is that? So apse, that means water in which you soaked gallnut. So it is iksav. If it is iksav, so then when they eat him, amava b'day, so it should be like Sav, except that it improves upon the Ksav Tachan. But that we are not making Ligabei. So the Gemara says, Leikashi, Hod the Apitz, Hod Leopitz. So Rashi says, Hod Apitz, Haklofim Ubodim Ba'apotzim, if the parchment on which somebody else is reishing the names of the Eidim, the name Milin, then it's no ksav altogether. Why? Because do we have ksav sharimara klofim kimara ksav? Because then it looks the same like the parchment, since the parchment was cultivated with gallnuts, was processed with gallnuts, and then you write with the fluid that was formed of gallnuts being soaked in the water, so then it looks mamish like the parchment itself. So it's no ksav altogether. So mele, when the Eidim amaved yeso, for the first time they form ACS, because the ACS that were formed as a result of the milling on top of the parchment that was cultivated with gallnuts, what did not have a shemeis altogether. Because it's hardly nika. The nika, hilkach and milon gabi milon. We must need to be loyapit. Rav Popper on a break. Rav Popper said that somebody else marks the names of the Eidim with spittle. Spittle is no ksav because it's not miskai. It can last maybe for a few minutes at most. So mele, if immediately after with spittle they form the framework of the letters of the names of the Eidim amaved ye and gabi the form of the ACS, so then it's okay. V'hanu mele b'gittin. So then we are maker. When somebody else forms the ACS with spittle, with the sirut misartel or whatever, avo bishtoros lo, but bishoshto. So there is no tam of igun. So it's also, in other words, in the rabbon. Of course, if it had been in the raise, there wouldn't be any difference between gitn and shoshtos. But in the raise, it's okay. But in the rabbon, it's post, even though the ksav tachtein is not ksav, but it's still, you know, forms like a mold, you know, a basis for the Xavelian. So mele bishosh tores mi rabbonon is possible. Avo bishosh tores yarzer achar eidim kin lachti. Hahu da hiu di odat uf de bishosh tores vinag de Rav Gani. So not really bishosh tores is possible. Only by get it's muta mishinugune, so that means only mimokimigune, but if the alternative would mean that the Isha would remain in Agune, so then by get we cannot allow it. So then by get we can allow it. But suppose there is the alternative wouldn't mean that the Isha would remain in Agune, so of course, how could we be makil by get Shaloimokmigun more than by Shoshdoris? On the contrary, it's even more humble. But by get there is a situation of Mokmigun, so then the Chachomim did not pass it. But by Shosh Doris, there is no even situation, so it's possible in all cases. Now let's turn to the Gemara that we learned some time ago, the same Gemara, because Machlekes Rashim Tesis in regard to the meaning of Mechalim in New York. So Rashi says here, Rashi says in the Gemara Daftes, I think, that it means Misartim. In other words, when you engrave this out, you tear out, not engrave, you tear out. Or that test on the base. Itanya. 2, 4, 6, 7, 8. The eighth line from the top of Omet. The Mutra of Itanya. Edim shen yedim lachtein, mikarim lehem niyocholok, umimalim esakoyim dioi. Omar Rav Shimon Gamliel, Bamed Vom Amorim, Begitinoshim, Avol Shechure Avodim, Ushor Kol Ashtores, Im Yedim Likreis Vilachtim Chais, Min Lavin Chais. So Rashi Tesis says, Mikarim Lem Yocholok. So what does it mean when Rav says Mikarim Lem Yocholok? The other psoti, in spittle, or it means this, that, but according to Rav, is you tear out. So Rashi says, Misarti, Afal Gafsa, that's chikike, when you scratch in ACS, you know, with your nail in the paper, when you scratch with the nail in the paper, so that's like chikike. So, Pierre, we couldn't trust Misarti, Afal Gafsa, chikike, chivek sive, so memele, so it should be like Dioya Gabisitko, so then you can do it. The paslin on the third base. The inkan ksive gmure. Elosheresh means it's not a chkike gmure. There's a difference between scratching out ACS on parchment and engraving in wood. Engraving in wood, so the chkike is more mikar and more lasting. But when you scratch in parchment, it's not so lasting like engraving, yes. Yeah. So that's not exil. The inkang sibeg mural shreish mixas, kilachtam al of aiding, veid, afinidiel gabisikoch shivali kamel fir base xavli in Shabbos. Afopisha sikoli vado xav, avoloshimi. Anyway, Rashi's pshat mikarin is misalti. You scratch the tsuras aces. Avoloshimi karin limashma kipirsha. The Havel Neima Misartin, why Mikarin? Mikarin means tear, not scratch. Of course, when you scratch, you also tear a little bit, you know, from the surface of the parchment. But the expression that would be more appropriate would be Misartin, not Mikarin. The Rach Pirech, so Rach has another pshat in Mikar. And according to the Rach, it means they make out a stencil. For the Eidim, like a stencil, you know. So, the Eidim don't know how to sign the names. So somebody who's an expert in writing makes a stencil of their names, and then they put it, and then they put it in, on top of the stencil.
Yeah.
So, v'rachpir, 1 second. V'rachpir shalikhin yocholok, umikalim olof, shemis o Eidim, meivar eiver, umasimim eisi al klaf, שהגט כוסף בי ובוי נועדים ומלים עסקוי עם דיוי וניכרס הקסיבו על גבי הגט. Alright, anyway,
so good or bad?
So we do it by get, but by שורש תורס we don't do it, but by get we do it במוקמי. Now I mentioned when we learned of this, I mentioned somebody, a certain person from Israel, I won't mention his name because he had good intentions, and he is very capable person, so he thought of making a stencil for mezuzahs, and then once you form a stencil of mezuzahs, so anybody could become a sefer and light a mezuzah. And he came to me, he showed me the stencil, and he wanted a heter. So I said, did you ask the rabbonim, the Yefsomeni, Gdelim, Poskim, Yoshlaim, Rashim, Salman, Rabach, Rabel, Yashet, why you come to me? I mean, come to me. So he didn't want to tell me, but I realized that he didn't get any heter from them. Then I said, who told you that it's all right? So he says, I'm not at liberty to mention his name. So you're not at liberty to mention his name. So then you can't rely not only on that psak of that base. Does not want anybody to mention his name, you can't rely on any psak of his, because that means that he's afraid, you know, of criticism. So then he shouldn't pass. You can, if he's afraid of criticism, so then he shouldn't pass any shayles. And then he asked me, so what do I really think? So I said, no, I think it's possible, because that's according to the Rav. So Eidim Shein Yedeim Lichtev. So Rav says, Mikarnu Lehem. Means they make a stencil. And then the Gemara says, why begitten? Yes, because so if bishtar is possible, certainly by getter, which is so much more chomor, is possible. But by shtores there is no shasatrak of igun possible. What kind of shasatrak would there be? Financial loss, well, that's not such a hardship situation. But midrabbonon, it means that it's not good. Even though midraisa, it's okay. Midraisa, it's okay. But midrabbonon, not. So in other words, midrabbonon, it's not considered real ksive. So mele, how could be muta by sivatera tfilma mezuzes? If by shorosh toros it's possible, it's not considered a ksive. Allah has come with a chamo that by stam it's possible. So I said, I don't want to know the name of the Rav who sent you to me, and I resent it. Why? He doesn't want, he says it's muta, l'chol ha'deis, but he doesn't want his psak should be mentioned. So he sends it to me, in other words, nice. I'll be the Shabbos goy, I mean, you know, through whom he'll be matered. You can tell everybody in my name that I said that if anybody uses his stencil inviting mezuzahs, he is Marshal as a rabbi. Well, anyway, so that was, I still don't know who it is. He told me Biglam, one of the big Lamdim. So I said, I don't want to know. He lives in Yerushalayim and is one of the big Lamdim. But he didn't want to pass.
Let's find out who he is.
Right, what difference does it make? That would be Lashon Hara. Tanya Kavosi Dara. Eidin Shem Yedin Lachbein Mikarnem Yocholok Umimalim Esakoyim Dioi Omar Abshim Gamriel Bamedvom Amurim Begitin Oshi Avo Bishichure Avodim Mushok Rashtores in jedem Likres der Achtem Chesnin, wenn Lab in Chesnin, kriege man dich Aschmo, chasura mechzere Woche getan, edem schen jedem Likres, kehren lief nehen der Chesnin, wie schen jedem Likres, wie schen jedem Lachtem, Oma Rapschin Gamliel, bamed war amurem bitte Noshi, aber schravod mischokla Ashtores, in jedem Likres, wie Lachtem Chesnin, Lab in Chesnin, Omar Blazamai Tang Rav Shimon Gamliel Shavnis Yisroel Agunes Omar Rove Halochet Rav Shimon Gamliel V'Rav Gamde Mishmei Drov Omar Ein Halochet V'Elk Man Kravonon V'Ahu Dov Adufde Bishoshtores V'Nagde Rav Kame Tirgme Akri Now let's see Rashi Kavosi the Rav Don Mekar New York Kravon Machshir Likul Tirgme the Rav Gamode Akri When he says Ein aloche, so he says, in other words, that we can rely on it, so that has reference to Kriya, but legabi chsime eidim shin yidim lachtim misaut mikarmu yocholot, that certainly, so only by gitinoshim and bimokimigune, but shalom bimokimigune, of course not. So that's more of a psul, because mit rabbonon, if it involves an element of ksav al gabi ksav, even though it's not really ksav al gabi ksav, but if it has the semblance of ksav al gabi ksav, so it's possible mit rabbonon. But bimokim igune by get, so the chachomim omeg. But I think, I mean, but if by shtores it's possible because it's not real ksive, because it has the semblance of ksav al gabi ksav, the semblance of ksav al gabi ksav, not really ksav al gabi ksav. So mele certainly mit rabbonon, it's, you cannot do it by stam. Imagine. If that could be done, that person could have become a millionaire. You know what it would mean? Anybody could write mezuzahs. Who not? Even I could write mezuzahs with my situation, my condition. If you have like a stencil, what's the simple thing? I could write a mezuzah just with the right hand. I don't need the left hand. Just as I'm able to write a letter, I would be able to write mezuzahs. I mean, he could become a millionaire, you know. That's why he wanted, you know, he was fishing for heta, and I have a shot that of the London might have become a partner with him, you know. That's why he sent him over to me, you see, I mean. Rav Yud, yeah, all right. Rav Yud and Mitztaya, call of the Chosim. Omalai Ula Luis Riches, the Rablaza Mora de Artisroel, Korakame the Hossin, the Rav Nachman Korakame Sifra de Daina de Hossin, the Dafter of Nachman de Sifra Daina de Israelins, Aver of Nachman de Sifra Achrine, Sifra Daina de Nishachrine alone. Rav Popek Aver also became a story of Pasoye, Dovid Bahoy Shalkusin. Mikro Lishnei Kusim Zeshel Bifnize. In other words, so it was signed by Goy, but Koashtor Shayu is Bahoish Lakum Nikshayu. So, but it has to be Tryas Kriya, and not every Jew was a Boki in Iranian. So he called two Iranian Goyim, Zeshel Bifnize, Messiah Bitumei, Umagbebe Mishabde. Now there are two Gersoys. Our Gersi is Umagbe Mishabde. But many Rishonim had the Gersi, and there's the Rambam's Gersi also. Umagvim Nechar. So that's the Machlekes Rishonim. Where Kol HaShtores Oil is Bachoy Shlakum, is Ksheirim, so whether it can be given from the Chosim Shabodim or not. So that's telling the two Kersois. Omar Rav Ashe, Omar Li Ravuni Bamoshin, Hoch Omar Amema, HaShtore Parsoye, Dechsima, Lissadi, Yisroel, Magbinim Lim Mishab, Voliyadar Mikre, Bidiyadim. So it's not Yochel Izdai. Vobinon Tzorech Lazem Yonish Oshtar Bishita Achreine Vileke. Vileke Bidin Lahada. Vela Maik Mashmun. So what's the kind of a Chiddush is it? Techoloshin Kirokosha Tinyone. Tinyone. Getche Kosvi Ivri is the aid of Yivonis. Yivonis is the aid of Ivri's Kosha. Inahi hava mine hanimil begitli, avo bishol shtores loy, kamash mohon. Now we don't have a minion here, we have just 9, right? Okay. Tesam Beis. Rav Pope, kav rose likame ishtor pasoye, li ovid ba'achoye shalakum, mikre lo lishnei kusim, ze shaloy bifni ze, in other words, because every Jew did not know how to read Persian. So he had to call Goli to read Persian. So Rashi says, עובי באחוי של כוסים ויחיס ויחיסמיהם באחוי של כוסים ויחיסמיהם עבדי כחובים זה עכשיוים אלו יוסו עבדי גויים גויים שג'וג'ס how is it kosher? Well, there is a special halach that achoy is will oira nafshay. So they tell the truth. So it's a special halach about that. Raisa, Rabbanon, Tisha, Shiti, Rabbanon. But Rashi's skills here is Magdinim Li Mishabde, because there are two gersoys. One gersa is Magdinim Li Mishabde, that's Rashi's gersa. There's the gersa in our text. And the Rambam's gersa is Magdinim Li Nechar. But Rashi's gersa is the Tishta, that is signed by Achoyes, is the Alvoye, that is signed by Achoyes, can be gave even from the Chosim Shabbat. That's Rashi's gersa. So Rashi says here, Mishabde, Obed Bachoy, Zachasmei, Yochavim, Dachshavim, Oliyo, Umagvim Mishabde, Vihod Amrinim, Ferikame, Bidnei Chare, Viloim Mishabde, Binase, Behedye, the Lesley Kaur. So Rashi says here, we discussed it a few dollars. There is a Gemara da Fidalet. Now let's turn to the Gemara da Fidalet. Nine. Omar Rovi. Another Rachoyz now. Omar Rovi. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The eighth line from the end of the Omar. Omar Rovi. Hai Shtore Pasoi. Dimasren Leiva. Pesadi Yisrael. Magbinon Bein Nechal. So, Rashi says, Shtore Pasoi, Sheoso Beloshin Parsi. V'chosmu parsim et yetis olof. It was signed by Goy and not judges. Parsim et yetis. So, it's magdinum nechar dimasre lilei ba'pesade Yisrael. So, magdinum nechar. Question is, how can it be given from v'chosmu nechar? Only achoyis are kosher. In shtorerai. But not et yetis. At yet is not. So there is no umdene with that loimara nafshai. So some mele taste says even we pay the misira Yisrael is possible because of misuya b'teich. Misuya b'teich. So let's see, there is a very long rosh we discussed. We went over the rosh on the Fyodalef. And there the Rosh discusses the Gemara Daf Yotes. So let's go over the Rosh in a few hours. And this Gemara. Alright. Daf Tzadi Gimel in the Rosh. The first line, the second line. Hai Shtore Pasoye Dimaslo in Bapesadi Yisrael. Magdinim bnei char, kio sharashe, vichosmo olob, parsi, edyetis, vikasheli, do rabbonim de rabbi akibe, pasle bishtar shenase bedyet, vafil de inisire, kiporishnon, kiporish rili il, mishum de chayishinon, dil moos ala hachshe, belo yin misire, moi bachoyis. Umil rashe pirish, litanei she pirish li il, לא יזכרו לפסל בזמן המדיד משום לקפת הרי נפשי משמו לפוסל אלא דומיה דאחוי הסבלוי דמיסיר אך הולכי דמיסיר כוש הליג ותנחר How about the psul of mizuyot mitaychei? So according to Rashi, the psul of mizuyot mitaychei applies to a get and even haimatante תחסימולי טרייגיסה ומסרלי בפני מסירה, so it's also possible, it's a שטרקיה, but in שטור הראיה, there is no psul of מזויות מתייך. So ממילא, רשי שיטי, זה רשי איז חיליק על דייז. So that's what the Rosh says, אומי הוא רשי פירש לתנאי, שפירש ליהוד, הוא הזכיר ולפסד מה שנעשה בהגד, שלקפת הרוי נפשי, משמין לקוסלו דומי דאחוי לא ידי מסירה אבל בידי מסירה so then there is no שיילה in שקר because ידי מסירה ישראל but there is the רבונון of מזויכן תכה so the רבונון of מזויכן תכה applies to get even to שטרמטונן but not to שטררי because שטררי the whole purpose is to determine the truth so if there is a מסירה ישראל we know it's true that's רשישי והוכה יישר לקמו מפה ובייס so אבל בידי מסירה קושה לידי נחרי ושתורי סועילים באחרויץ and according to רשי שיטה if it was signed by Goyish and Georges so then אבל לא ידי מסירה ישראל is called משבדה because that's רשי's גילס in our גמור והוכה יישר לקמו מפה ובייס אף פופיק אבוסו לקם אשתור הפסויה דוביל באחרוי של נבחופים מיקרל לשני פרסים זה שלא לפני זה מסיח ותומי ומד בין משבתי ופיר שרש לי כמו משום דיס לי קורא כי שחייס מנולה ואחויס תשתור הפסוי דליל דגובר מנחרה that's what Rasha says that you test חורה דחסום מולף את יתיס דלסלי קורא דלסלי קורא ופיר שלי שפסל שתור את יתיס אבדי מסירה, because מן רבונו, על כל חייך, הוכה מיירה דחסים אלו ואחויס. So this gemara דף יודלת, אומר רובי השטורי פסוי, דימסנו עם הפסד ישראל, according to Tesis, must have reference to השטר פסוי that was signed by judges, by אחויס. So then, פיר שרי שפייטל שטורדיטיס אבל מסירה על כל חוכה מהירה דחסים אלו אחויס so the gemara the few tests that says that it is gave דחסים אלו אחויס וכמשמון דאף על גב דמאסרון לי בפסד ישראל לא ימגבינו ממשב so this gemara I mean the few dollars השטור פסוי דמאסלוי בפסד ישראל מגדינים מבני חרה בוטנטים שבודים as reference according to the רי by שטר פסוי that was signed by אחוי so it's kosher but it's not given חוס משבודים so not no is the רי will have to have the girls of the רמבה not the girls of רשי that מגדינים מבני חרה not מגדינים משב ופיר שרי שפיסל שטורת איסד ניסיר על כוחו הרמייר דחסימו לאחויס וכמשנו לו so what's the חידש? what's the חידש? השטור הפסוי דמאסטר לי בפסד ישראל מגדים נחרה it was signed by אחויס so even without in the מסיר ישראל just going to judges it's given from נחרה no the חידש is because the Riz Girsi is that not like Ashikas with Gis Zarambab ומגנחרה בוטנים שבודים נעד so I could say when do we say that השטר נעס באחויס if it's signed by Goyishe judges so it cannot be given from the חוסמי שבודים that is only if it doesn't have any מסיר ישראל but suppose it is signed by Goyishe judges and they tell the truth and in addition it has any מסירה then it should be given from the חוסמי שבודים so the חידש is that in spite of the fact that it was signed by אחויס and nimsa by the Messiah of Israel so he still cannot be gave from the Chosim Shabbat so in other words the Ri is the other pole of Rashi according to Rashi if it is signed by Achoyes even without the Messiah it can be gave from the Chosim Shabbat and according to the Ri if it is signed by Achoyes even with the Messiah it cannot be gave from the Chosim Shabbat יש שני שפיסטו של הדיגס על מסירה על כל חוך החמיירה תסימו לו אחויס וכל מה שלא דאפו גם אם עשרים לי בפסד ישראל לא יגבינו מי שבתי וכמון בפר בייס גסינו מגבין נחרה וכי נמצא בה בסבורם דז די גרסון לרמבה not like our גרסון וכי מסתבר דימשמה בשמייטים והנחילו בין אחויס לדיגס אלא לאחויס למעלה נפשייה ודיאטיס מעלה נפשייה ולא ילין קולה דווקא ידי ישראל ודמאטקלי קולה ואיד דלוי מסתבר כלל שיחשר הבקיבה בשטורי דייטייס בלוי אידי מסירה. Because according to Rashi's Pshat, so it follows that according to Rabbi Akiva, so he started to sign by Goy Mediates, so without the Messiah is kosher, to begin with from the Chosim Nechir. How can it be kosher? Well, so then we have to say, as the Agoy Soshre mentions in the name of Rabbi Yaakov, that what Rashi means, that Rabbi Akiva is Matiah, is machshia, is tahu, it's signed by goy mediates without a misira, it means not an average goy. But if we know a certain goy is an honest goy, we know he's an honest goy, but he's a layman, he's not a judge. Samanele, according to Rabbi Akiva, the same din that applies to achoyes because they are honest applies even to a hediyet also a goy, if he's honest. But the Rabbonon of Rabbi Akiva can be say that Takonis Chachomim only applies to judges who regularly are honest. But to a deity, just because we know this hediyet is honest, but other deities are not honest. So even if we know he's honest, he's still possible. So that's the machlokes between Rashi and Tesis. And you should be the mighty mashmach pirush Rashi, the pirush Rashi, have a name of Hashtor Pasoye, half of Gav, the master of the Babisadi Yisrael, lo yardinu bim nishabde. That's the Chiddush. Why is it magdim nechare? So, it's a raya that it is reference to the case of where it was not signed by Achoyes, but by a deities, but it had a Messiah Yisrael. So is the Chiddush is that Magbinum Bei Midnecha. Alright, now let's go back to the Gemara. Anyway, the main thing is there are two Gersois. The Machlekes Rishayim. In this Gemara, Omar Rav Asher, Omar Lihune Bar Rav Nosson, Haistoret Pas. Omar Lihune Bar Nosson, Hocha Omar Ameimar, Haistoret Pasoye, Dichsima Alei. No, that's the other Gemara. But in this Gemara, when he says, but in the other Gemara we have two Gersois. Rav Popek Avos Lekam Ishtore Pasoye David Bachoy Shal Kusin Mikralu Mishnei Kusin Zesh Elf Nizeh. So the signatories were Goyim Shgoyish Judges Messiah Vitumei Magvim Mishab. And then the Rambam's Gersi is, and the Riz Gersi is Magvim Nechar. Now the Shulchan Aruch customs like the Rambam, like the Gers and Magda Bein Nechare, not Neishar. Shtar Alvoye that was signed by Achoyes cannot be gave from Chosheshbat Musunzi. Omar Rabash, Omali Rav Hune Bar Nosson, Hoch Omar Amen, Hashtar Pasoye Tchsimo Lasade Yisroel Magdinen Bein Nishab. Tchsimo Lasade Yisroel, so what flow is there? It was written in Persian, so that's no ksu. Vol yodol mikre b'diyad v'binu ksav shen yochol izdayev. And usually, I mean, the Persians were not makpid on these things. B'diyapitze, where the parchment was processed with gallnut, so it cannot be falsified. V'binu tzorach lazm yoni shel shtar b'shita achreine. In other words, also to prevent falsification. So, vileke, sabid mahada, where it conformed to all the requirements of ishta. Velamaiko mashlo, the whole loshon kosher, the whole chiddush is that it doesn't have to be written loshon hakodesh. Tiyone, geshe kosher ivris, veid of yivonis, yivono veid of ivris, kosher, ima yi hava mine hanen mile begit. Aber bishor shtores loi קומה השנייה. מי שמתקום את הגונס, אבל בשור שטורס לא יקומה השנייה. סביט הסווין, ימין הלבי בבי סרטית איתוך, זה תשתה. You should be possible to show us right there. Special halacha, ishtoras that you should be the Lashon HaKodesh. But the Gemara says that. Maybe because we could say midrabbonon, of course, it's only Sharon Rabbonon, because the Gemara says, I would say, only get is kosher, mishalosh. And if other shtoras, not kosher. Get, on the contrary, is more humble than shtoras. The answer is, get is kosher, I'll be mocking igun. Shoshas, there is no union of ego. So that means only midrabbanan. So maybe you could say midrabbanan should be possible because the every Jew did not know, did not understand that language. It's in Persian. So maybe midrabbanan should be possible. It has to be written. You could say that it has to be written in a language that is understandable. Not that if you get, you have to get experts who will be able, you know, to translate it for best. So, Kamashma. Now, let's see the Shittas Rishenim in regard to Shtara and Osudach Achois. Now, first, we have to remember, for the benefit of those who are not the Sharia, when we discussed the Gemara, the Mishnah of Shtara, that the Mishnah that feud on the base, because that is the basis of the whole machlekes. Kol ha'shtores that feud on the base. Kol ha'shtores ha'ilim ba'achoyim shayit kechovim af ha'pi shachismenet kechovim k'sherim chutz migit noshim b'shukhar avad. So, all the shtores that were executed by courts, then the signatories are going to be judges, so are kosher. Except Gitinosh Meshechabad. So the Gemara says, could possibly turn a leish ne mecha leish ne maton. Shtar mecha is a shtar raya, if the king and his two pieces. So the shtar is only the raya down. So, and shtar maton is a shtar king. And here the pashtes haloshen is, kol ashtoros in Achlevan. Regardless whether it's a shtar raya like shtar mecha, or it's a shtar maton, shtar king like shtar maton, is kosher. So be shleime, So the main purpose is to ascertain the facts. So what difference does it make whether they are kosher eating or they're not kosher eating? So goyim are not kosher, but we know they don't lie. And they don't misrepresent the facts. So we know as a result of their testimony that Ruvein sold his sode to Shimon and he received kesef. So they're not here. So let it be kosher like Migir, like Chazoke, as an extraneous, not on the basis of it. But Shtamatone, so the title has to change from Ruvin to Shimon to Ishtar. Ishtar has to have Eidim. Kosei v'seifa v'chasei. Goyid Eidim. There's the person here and here. And Goyish judges, they can be the most honest people. But they're still not kosher Eidim. So maybe it's not Ishtar. So how does title change from Ruvin to Shimon? There's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara says, with two things, Omar Shmuel Dine de Malchus Adine. The reason is why Kol Ashtor Esoil is Bacho is Shalako, even Shtor Matone. So it's kosher, not on the basis, it doesn't mean that the title changes because of Shtar. It's not a Shtar, it's a Chasbe Baal, the Anoedi. Suppose the Shtamaton, the signatories and the Shtamatone would be craving, it still wouldn't be Shtar. Mishavar, craving. There's no doubt as to the truth. So here's how could the Ishtar signed by judges be better than Ishtar signed by craving, Mishavar. But since it is not been obvious at all, it's executed by cause, so that means that the Malchus recognizes it. So dinin Malchus dinin, dinin Momnes. So there is aloche that the Malchus has a keach to change the ownership from one to the other. Then the second lashon is the boy same tone chutz mechigitin lashon. The second lashon says that inach namu when the mishnah says kolash torah so is bachol yishlev to chavim. Lechavish kochavim achol pishachas minit kechavim is ksheirim. So it's limited only to shtore rai, not to shtore kinyan. But then the question is, why does the Mishnah exclude only Gittin Roshim? So it should exclude all shtore kinyan. The answer is, when the Mishnah says, Chutz mi Gittin Roshim v'shechavodim, it doesn't mean just Gittin Roshim and Shechavodim. It means anything that is like Gittin Roshim v'shechavodim. Gittin Roshim Shechavodim Ashtore Kinyan, so any Ashtore Kinyan, so it excludes Shtar Matone also. In other words, it's like the principle that's in the Midrash HaTerem there, but it's the principle that is implicit in the Midrash of Kol Tov or Shoyah Bichlal V'yotzom Naklal Lui Lamed Alatzmi Yotzom Lamed Alaklal Kule Yotzom. So in other words, here Gidinoshim Shechavodim belong to the category. There are two categories of shtaros. One category is shtarai, one category is shtaki. And Gitinoshim v'shechavodim are members, are examples of the category of shtore kinyan. So when the Mishnah says chutz mitinoshim v'shechavodim, it means something like Gitinoshim v'shechavodim, shtore kinyan. So in other words, according to the first lashon, ishtamatone, that he was executed by Goyish judges is kosher on the basis of Dinei Malchus Dinei, and according to the second lashon, it's possible. Now the question is, we discussed it, but it's important for our sake. The question is, how can the second lashon say Tona Chusnach V'Noshim? This is the portion of Dinei Malchus Dinei, of Dinei Malchus Dinei. So the Rashbo, the Chedusha Rashbo mentions two terutzim. One terutz is by this the Shita of Rabbi Yehine that according to the second lashon in the Gemara here, so the Dine Malchus Dine applies only to taxes or eminent domain. The Gemara says in the Rokana Dine Malchus Dine. In other words, if a Jew collects by force taxes that a person owes the Melech, he's not a gazlan. You could say he's a gazlan. He takes away because the Malchus has a keach to impose a tax upon all the residents in the country. So Mele, it's legal. And then the Gemara mentions another raya. The Malchus many times chops down trees of private people, and then it builds bridges, and then everybody walks on those bridges. How are we allowed to walk on the bridges? After all, it's gezel. It belongs to the original owner. It belongs to the original owner. I mean, how are we allowed to buy property, especially in the Western states? In the Western states, well, originally it was owned by the American Indians. And then the early pioneers, they dispossessed them, took away. And Karka is in Nixalis. And you, she's not effective either. So anybody who buys, let's say, a farm in Nevada, and it really it might belong to a descendant of one of the American Indians, so it should be Gezel. So that's the Gemara, it's similar to the answer is Dinei Malchus Dinei. Right or wrong, the Malchus did it. It wasn't done just by a group of gangsters, but it was done by the people for the Malchus, whether it was right or it was wrong. But Dinei Malchus Dinei, some mele, since the Malchus took away their fields, some mele, and gave it to the American pioneers, some mainly became theirs. Some mainly we are allowed to walk on bridges, even though the bridges were made out of the wood that was chopped off from the trees that belonged to Jews in Bavel, because the name of Chosed Dini. So, the Rashbo says, Rabbi Nini Shiti is, the second Loshen in the Gemara says, the Din Malchus Adine is only applies to things that L'Tziach HaMalchus, without taxes, the government couldn't function, without the principle of eminent domain, couldn't function. So Memelo is saying Din Malchus Adine, but just when the Malchus interferes in the private matters and says that if Ruvel Selg gives Matone his field to Shimon, and he has it, and he gives him a shtar, a deed that is signed by the judges, so Mimele title changes. That's a private matter, it's not indispensable for the welfare of the state. So Mimele, we don't say Din Malchus Adine. Whereas the first version holds that Din Malchus Adine applies to everything, not only to Masim, and that is Litzia HaMalchus, to everything. That's one terrace, that's Rabbeinu's terrace. Then the Chiddush HaRashbo mentions another terrace. It goes without saying, if the Melech will pass a law, any deed of Matone, any Shtar Matone, that is signed by judges, so changes title, then even the second Loshen will agree, the title changes. But suppose that the Melech didn't pass such a law, but the courts like to accommodate the people, but there is no law that validates the translation. They just act on, the courts act on their own. So Mele, the first Loshen says that when the second Loshen says, Kolashtores Oilis Bachoish of the Chovim, so it means even if the Melech didn't pass a law that declares that transaction valid, just the Melech appointed judges and they carry out transaction, but there is no law that validates that transaction, so then it's not shayach to say Din Malchus Adine. Whereas according to the first Loshen, the Mishneh has reference to the case where the Melech not only appointed judge courts, but that he passed the law that validates all the deeds that the courts execute. All right. Then there is a machlekes between the tasteless sleep. But one thing is clear, that Shtaraye Hanas Nachoiz is certainly kosher. So this is sweet cheating is that is kosher in the eyes. Even though the apostle is, so the apostle is. So it's kosher because of the Yechoches Dodis, like Chazoke, like Nidu. Taisa Shiti is not. Taisa Shiti is not. Even though they don't lie, but Al Pishnai made him Yochum Dovo, so Midarai say, even Ishtorai is not kosher. Even Ishtorai is not kosher. But it's only special takana, yes?
According to Tosos, they're acting as Eidim in Rabbanon?
Yes, Eidim in Rabbanon. Eidim in Rabbanon.
According to
Tosos,
it's not even
Eidim in Rabbanon. It's just a Choche Shdodis, an extraneous evidence, like me. Alright, now, let's see now the Loshen HaRamba. It is Gemara. Topic of also the Kamishtar Pasoe, the other Bahoi Shavakum, Mikos and Kuzan Zemisir of Timmy, Umadlin Nishabde. But the Rambam's gear says Umadlin Nechar. Pink of Zion, the small of the Lady Aloha, with a very long Aloha. Very long Aloha. Pink of Zion, the small of the Lady Aloha. Star she kosu bichol loshin ובכל צו, אם הוא יעושו כתיקון שטורי ישראל, שנייחלנו להזדהי ולא להיסי ולא לגרע. You see, the Rambam mentions two things. The Rambam is a very big digest. Shtar shekosu b'choloshenu v'chol ksav. Because these two separate things, you know, there is such a thing as transliteration. In other words, you can write shtar in English, but write shtar in English can manifest itself in two situations. One is, let's say, if you write it in the English language, let's say, Ruvein on this and this day, Ruvein transferred his field to Shimon in English. But you can write it in the Lashon HaKodesh and transliterate it. So, Ruvein, let's say, Be'achot B'Shabes, Ruvein Hikno, Nosa, Esodei, B'matona L'Shimon, but you write it in this English script. Right, he says, Be'echot B'Shabes, B-E-C-H-O-D. That's transliteration. So both are kosher. So the Rambam says, Shtar shekosu b'chol lo sheinu v'chol ksav. Chol lo shein means if it's written in another language. Chol ksav means it's loshen, can be loshen kedesh, but it's the script of English. Shtar shekosu b'chol lo shein can be the other way around too, you know. It can be in English, but the script might be of Loshen Kodesh. So it's two separate things. Doesn't matter. Shtar shekosot b'chol loshen, b'chol ksav, imo yoyosu kitikun shtore Yisrael, shem yechilin lizdaif, v'lehesidu l'kreya, v'l'edof Yisrael, v'yedin l'kreise, and in the yachsina al Yisrael, of course, הרי הוא כושר וגידים בין מן המשבות נטשור אבל כל השטורס שחסמי ענקו הרי לו פסולי חוץ משטורי מקח וממקר ושטורי חייב והוא שייתן המויז לפניהם but suppose the signatories are going then it's possible except שטורי מקח וממקר ושטורי חייב in other words but Shtori Matone is possible. So the Rambam to the Magnishne says that the Rambam passes like a second Losh, and that's the derech of the Rambam to pass like a second Losh. Generally speaking, Tone Chutz Mechugitin Losh. Tone Chutz Mechugitin Losh. Why? But Shtori Matone that was executed by judges is possible. Why is it possible? Why shouldn't it be kosher? Why shouldn't it be kosher? Because of Dinah Malchus and Dinah, and Magen Mishneh says that the Rambam Shita is like the Shita of Rabbi Yehini. He doesn't mention Rabbi Yehini. The Dinah Malchus and Dinah applies only to Masik and to eminent domain, something that are indispensable for the proper functioning of the Malchus. But they do not apply to a Chok HaMalchus that tries to regulate the private affairs of its residents. Alright, that's the Shinesar. אבל כל השטורס שחסמי ענקום הרי לפסולים חוץ משטורי נקר וממחה הוא שטורי חייב. והוא שאיתן המויז בפניהם ויכתוב בשטר לפנינו מונו פליני לפליני כך וכך מהמחר ומויז החייב. והוא שיועשויים באחוי שלהם. אבל the official courts אבל במוקים קיבוץ פליליהם לא יקיר מהשפת שלהם לא יהיה לכם in other words, suppose it is signed by going who are judges in so-called arbitration courts it's not official courts they're not that's kibbutz play and that's like arbitration courts לא יקיר מהשפת שלהם לא יהיה לכם וכן צריכם את ישראל שיועידו עלי לעקום שנעיד השטר ועל זה השפט שלהם שכי הם ידוסון שנעידוין בקבלון שיחת I mean, the הראשון עם החלק the Rambam says that even in Shtore Raya but we have to make sure that the particular judge doesn't accept vibes the Rosh is חלק הנראה סתם a judge is presumed not to accept wives. But the Rambam says, no, we cannot take it for granted that he doesn't accept wives. Evidence has to be introduced that he doesn't accept wives. Vim hosro shtore akum dodo mikoleilu arein chicheres. V'chein shtorechei v'idois umatoneis upshoreis umechileis she'im v'edim shalehen af al pi she'yeish ben kol advorim shemoninu harein kichalos v'heiru rabbeisai. So the Rambam paskens like the second Rosh chutz meich gittin Rosh. So achot shtarkinien is posel if it's executed by court, but shtorechei is kosher. But he mentions the hero Rabbi Isai, Shafiu Shtorchiv Shalahen, Shenosnu Hamayz Bifneim Psuri, the Loyakshiru Elo Shtori Mekach Memcha, Shenosnu Hamayz Bifneim, Vein Animede Bazay. The hero Rabbi Isai was from Jesus in Mikash and the Reef. So there she is, the Tidm Shtorai. So only Shtori Mechira is kosher, but Shtor Alvoy.